Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. 87-7, 33-7, a 6, a 6, and two more sixes get you on the show. Up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. It's one of those nights. I was just listening to all the Rangers calls and the Rangers talk, and I do not envy the position of Rangers fans right now. But maybe I will later tonight, as they're going to potentially advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. But man, the nervousness has set in, and we're getting ready for that game. I got to get that game on, but I'm watching the Make It Happen Mets. They better make it happen tonight. Backs against the wall. Pete Alonso with the solo shot. Brett Beatty going 0 for 14. He's 0 for no more. Drives in the next run. The Mets are up 2-0 down in Philly. And, of course, we're going to talk about your New York Yankees. As I watch this Yankee team, what I'm understanding is, man, this clubhouse, the chemistry, all we talked about in the offseason with these different pieces, how would Marcus Stroman fit in the clubhouse? Looking at him today, I'm like, this guy is Clark Schmidt's biggest fan. And a lot of us cried for Blake Snell. For Jordan Montgomery, some of you even lobbying for Trevor Bauer over Clark Schmidt. And all Clark did was lock in, control what he could control. And he's got it under control. That was a great outing by him. 8 Ks and his longest outing of his career. And we don't need anybody else. We don't even have Gerrit Cole right now. And these guys know this because in that clubhouse, these guys love each other. You can see it. And I mean love. When you see Rizzo and Judge, Rizzo with his arm over Judge, his hand on Judge's arm, these guys are brothers. They got love for each other. And a couple weeks ago when Judge was struggling, Rizzo said, we go as Judgey goes, right? He's the face of the franchise. He's the captain. He's the highest paid player on the team. And we were worried about him. And rightfully so. Coming out of being spring beat up, pulled out of spring training, having 2 at-bats in a game, missing some spring training games, getting an MRI, going off of last year, which, man, it feels good to be away from last year, 82 and 80 seems like it was in the distant past. But how did we end up 82 and 80? We didn't have All Rise number 99, Aaron Judge. So, you know, the doubt set in and the fear set in that maybe Judge was compromised, maybe Judge was hurt, maybe he wasn't going to return to form. But man, has he ever. And I really look at it as the day that he got his first career ejection to now, he absolutely turned it on. He might have been a little pissed off. Sometimes that's all it takes. All right, you're going to ring me up. You're going to throw me out. Somebody's going to pay. Aaron Boone said somebody was going to pay when Judge figured it out, when Judge started to find it. And he's hitting the ball 470 feet now. He's spraying the ball all over the yard. He looks like the Aaron Judge we're accustomed to seeing. 877-337-6666. So the conversation around the Yankees is they win another series. And if you listen to me last night and this whole week, I said I don't want to get into the habit that we got into 2 years ago in 2022, comparing this Yankee team to every other Yankee team that, oh, in history, the Yankees have only done this 8 other times in their history. And out of those 8 times, 5 of those times, they went on to win the, I don't even want to say it. We all know what the goal is. We all know what the mission is. We all know what we're trying to see at the end of this year and what this team is built for. The conversation tonight will go from the chemistry of the team and how much fun these guys have and how these guys pick each other up and they believe in each other, like Gleyber Torres, who the fans, we're negative. We fight each other. What's the greatest rivalry in baseball? Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We disagree on everything. You can't even have your name on the back of your jersey that your grandma bought you without a Yankee fan telling you that's not valid. And with Gleyber Torres, there's a lot of Yankee fans that love Gleyber, and there's a lot of Yankee fans that are done with Gleyber. I'm more on the side of being done, but I'm a Yankee fan. I root for everybody in that road gray jersey, in those pinstripes. Do I want to see Gleyber struggle? Hell no. I want to see Gleyber get back to being Gleyber like he has since they sat him down in favor of putting Oswaldo Cabrera at second base and John Birdie at third and just, boop, hit a reset on the guy. Let him sit down for a day. Let him sit down for a day and think about it. I'm playing for the New York Yankees in a contract year, surrounded by superstars, surrounded by my brothers, guys that love me. This is a family. That's what Gleyber Torres said himself as far as the support he's gotten from his teammates. They continue to believe in him. And now he's coming out of it a little bit, and that only helps our chances. So the conversation will shift from the chemistry and how these guys have picked it up. Volpe's fine leading off, right? Hit refresh on your information. Volpe has adjusted. He looks good again leading off. And I don't want to say this guy has cooled off, but he hasn't been as dominant as he first was. He hasn't been saving the team and carrying the team because now other guys like Volpe, Judge, Gleyber, Verdugo, the dog, like, you know, these guys have stepped up and the pitching has been great. But the conversation floating around Juan Soto, we talked about it a little bit last night. I kind of was thrown off because it had been weeks since we heard Juan Soto to the Mets. And obviously last night, a lot of the calls that I took on the Mets were around Steve Cohen and the deleted tweet and how the Phillies own the Mets and the Braves own the Mets and how the Phillies should blow it up or the Mets should blow it up and they're about to get swept by the Phillies. Well, maybe not tonight. We'll see what happens here. But what I said last night was Juan Soto being on the other side of New York with Aaron Judge and Volpe and all these other guys, go through the names. They win every series for the most part. They travel places and Yankee fans follow them. They'll be back in the Bronx tomorrow night. And you'll see how the fans greet Juan Soto in right field. He wants to leave that to go across town? We haven't been having that conversation for a while. It doesn't make sense to have that conversation. But the conversation has come back up and it's shifted because Hal Steinbrenner did a podcast And Jack Curry was talking to him about Juan Soto, and he said, yeah, we want him to be a Yankee for life. And he's definitely a player that we want to see be a Yankee, and he's a different kind of player, and this is a different type of circumstance. And then Scott Boras commented and said, he's always happy to talk to Hal, and Juan is getting to know the Yankee organization, but his singular focus is winning. And if you just heard the drop, Juan Soto said the door has been open. In the first series against the Astros, there was a Dominican reporter who asked him the same thing. Juan Soto's been saying the same thing. We're open to talk, but talk is talk. If you ask me, Juan Soto is a Yankee for the rest of his life. He's home. He is in the Mecca. He is in the pinstripes. There is no better brand or destination for this baseball player that we've heard about for all of these years being generational, and now we're seeing every night. But I think he'll hit free agency because that is how the game is played. 877-337-6666. And speaking of how the game is played, the Mets seem to be getting played every offseason. Yamamoto used the Mets to drive up the number from what I thought was going to be around 250 for the guy to 325. And here come the Dodgers. I don't expect the Dodgers to be players for Juan Soto, but I expect the Mets to be players. But I don't actually believe in my heart of hearts that there's any dollar amount that would make Juan Soto turn his back on the Yankee organization after this year, which we are only on the second half of May, 45 games. They're 30-15. There's no way this guy is actually saying, well, yeah, I'll just go put on one of those five Mets jerseys, gray City Connect jersey, new black jerseys. They just brought the blue jerseys back. Obviously, they have the gray jerseys, the white jerseys. I don't think Juan Soto's putting on any one of those jerseys for any amount of money. And all it's going to take is Hal Steinbrenner to close the deal. The Yankees print money. I hate that we have to remind y'all of that all the time. People act like the Yankees are broke or the Yankees aren't the Yankees. The Yankees are going to pay Juan Soto. They know that. They're prepared to do that. But I think they have a leg up in the game just based off this last couple months and the chatter that we're hearing now. I think it's positive. I think it's good. At least we have some back and forth in the negotiations. You know who he's not negotiating with during the season? Steve Cohen or the Phillies or the Giants or the Padres or anyone else. Not the Padres. He just came from the Padres. But, you know, teams that have spent money in recent time. So we'll talk about Juan Soto. We'll talk about whether you think he's going to be a free agent, whether you think he's going to sign with the Mets, the Yankees. We'll talk about Aaron Judge being all the way back, way, way, way back, over your head, third deck, hitting the fresh direct terrace in Yankee Stadium. Look out. Anthony Volpe making the adjustment. It took a little while, but he is a pro's pro. The kid loves baseball. He locks in and he's figured it out again at the leadoff spot. And then you've got the cast of characters from Rizzo to Verdugo to even our catcher. Shout out to Austin Wells and Jose Trevino. Refresh your information on the Yankees catchers. These guys were both hitting under 100. Now, since late April, they're one of the best tandems in Major League Baseball. 877, you know the number to dial. So got eyes on this Mets game, and I think once the Mets game ends, we'll get more into that conversation around David Stearns and what they're doing here. I know there are a lot of Mets fans that are like, blow it up. I took a call from young Josh the other night, and it was kind of discouraging because I'm talking about the Mets trying to find an identity early on in this season and how they've hovered around 500, but now they're going in the wrong direction, and Francisco Lindor might be a leader, but he's not the leader of the team based on his lack of performance at the plate. Pete Alonso is the face of the franchise, but he's still waiting to get paid, so that hangs over you. Jeff McNeil is not what you thought he was going to be a couple years ago. He got paid. He's at the bottom of the order. Brandon Nimmo scratched today, leading off. Nimmo got paid. You paid him as a center fielder, moved him over. It seems like you got plenty of outfielders between Bader and Tyrone Taylor and DJ Stewart and Marte. And here comes Mark Vientos back up again. JD Martinez is a professional hitter. Like, you have enough guys, you think. And then when you look at the Mets pitching in the rotation, it's better than advertised. And when you add a young Christian Scott, and when you have a Luis Severino return into form, Kodai Senga on the mend, David Peter, like, you have options. But already, in my opinion, the Mets have deployed too many different starting pitchers. Got to get that rotation squared away. And obviously, when guys get healthy, you can do that. But I think that's the only way. They need consistency. They need a consistent lineup, consistent five guys that throw every 5 days. And then they need the schedule to soften up and make a run. Got to get right before June. Can't have another June swoon where last year you didn't win a series. Mets fans, call me up. Tell me how you feel as we watch this Mets game. And now this Rangers game is underway. And I'm not a Rangers fan. I have no reason to be nervous. I am nervous for you. I am nervous for you. I think that they're the better team. I think that they're a wagon. I think that they have so much talent. And they're almost the opposite kind of story than the team that they share the garden with, right? They have their full complement of guys. So much so that they were getting guys back, guys that we thought were ruled out for the year. They got stronger as the season went on. And the Knicks have lost guys, Julius Randle and OG Anunoby. And yeah, OG's ruled out, but he shouldn't play another game in this series, 6 or 7. But Knicks in 6. And my message for the Knicks fans as that game comes up tomorrow is, I know you believe, but I think both teams, the Rangers and the Knicks, man, they got to end it in 6. They say the greatest two words in sports is Game 7. Not really. Because anything can happen in Game 7. Somebody could eat their Wheaties one day and have the game of their life, and that dictates the series. I'm a measly Brooklyn Nets fan, and I remember going to Game 7 in full confidence that Kevin Durant and the Nets were winning that, and that was one of the worst live games I ever saw. So the Knicks fans know that if Jalen Brunson's foot is good, they're the tougher team, the better conditioned team, the grittier team, that they're going to handle business. But call me up if you saw, and I saw BT and Sal talking about it, and I went and looked for the video. Call me up if you saw those cocky TD Garden fans outside chanting F New York, trying to be like the Knicks fans that mob the streets after games, that make viral videos, that obviously called for them first saying we want Boston in the first series against the 76ers. But I didn't hear any Buck Faustin. I heard a loud F New York coming from the Celtics. We need that series. I think the Knicks go to Indiana and end that in 6. So that's where we're at, folks. About 20 minutes in here, KM to AM. Call me up and join the show. Call me up with your Yankee takes on the starting rotation being solid. I mean, you watch Rodon and Stroman and Clark go out there. And Minnesota Nice, the Twins, our pals, always there for us, ready to lay down whenever we need them to. I was going into that series talking about how good the Twins have been this year, how they ripped off 10 wins in a row. They won something like 15 out of 17. And does not matter. Not when the Yankees face them. They are doormats. And the lineup looks good. The changes to the lineup. Did I say anything about Giancarlo Stanton? Shout out to Giancarlo Stanton hitting home runs, driving the ball, not just home runs. I mean, these guys have a complement of players to the point where DJ LeMahieu's on the mend. It's crowded. DJ's got to come back and perform. And I was reading something today which has changed my position on Jason Dominguez, the Martian. It seems like the Yankees aren't going to rush that young man back. They're going to slow play it with him because there's not really room for him. In my mind, I'm thinking you bring Jason Dominguez back and he starts in center field every day. But they have no problem with Judge playing center field every day because he's not hurt. The toe's not an issue. There is no oblique problem. They're not in a rush to take Judgey out of center. And Judge is perfectly fine being there every day. So it isn't like they're going to fast track the Martian from the Tampa Tarpons all the way up. And I think back to last year, that whole thing with him coming up to face the Astros and the first swing of his bat, taking Justin Verlander deep, I'll never forget it. That was a break glass in case of emergency situation. We needed that. The Yankees had lost like 9 games in a row. The Yankees were just out of it. We needed offense, needed morale. The fans were planning fire Cashman night. And a quick way to quell all of that, a quick way to throw cold water on all of that was to bring up Austin Wells, but really, you know, Jason Dominguez. Peraza was up, and I know a lot of you on Yankee Twitter are talking about, you see Peraza? You see he's hitting, he's back, he's hitting home runs, and there's no room for him either. If there's no injuries, right, the Yankees are really only waiting on Gerrit Cole to return, and then there's obviously a conversation there who comes out of the rotation. Luis Gil coming back from Tommy John, being the youngest guy. I don't know. If you watch that guy pitch, he's not the first guy you want to take out of the rotation. But it makes sense for a lot of different reasons. Call me up and tell me who you'd move or bump or if you'd go six-man rotation. Plenty of baseball to talk between the Yankees and Mets stories. Obviously, Knicks fans, you're welcome as we get ready for that game coming up tomorrow. You're welcome to chime in. And I think we just wait on the Rangers conversation as this game is underway. It's tense. There's about 12 minutes left in the first period. If I refresh my feed, I'm in here watching on Manny's TV through the glass. I got the Mets on the TV in here, but it's the most wonderful time. We've got both teams playing. Obviously, the Mets not playing as good as the Yankees, but conversation around both. We've got both teams in the Garden in the playoffs, game sixes. And I don't know who thought those Giants jerseys were cool, but they got to go back to the drawing board with that. The Giants. I understand the 100-year stuff, and I thought they were doing a good job rolling that out. Then when I saw Daniel Jones in the uniform and the Wolverine helmets and the tan pants, whenever you try to go back to the leather helmet days or that type of look, it just doesn't work in modern-day NFL football. I don't think these jerseys, they're rugby-looking jerseys. I don't think they're good. And if the Giants are losing and getting smacked in them, they're going to be even worse. How come we can't have the Giants wear the jerseys that they had last year where it says Giants across the helmet? And it's like the Lawrence Taylor's more like the 80s, early 90s look. They didn't like that look. That's a, I don't know. I think that's the best look for the Giants on the turf and on the uniforms. But yeah, we'll talk Giants. We'll talk schedule as well later in the night around who the Giants are going to face and who the Jets are going to face. And there's plenty to do here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Can't wait to talk to you. 877-337-6666. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, watching sports, taking your calls, and talking sports. That's it. 877-337-6666. Got eyes on this Rangers game. Getting a little chippy. Of course, it's hockey. And it's scoreless. Got eyes on Taijuan Walker, former Met, facing the Mets down in Philly. They're still up 2-0. Top of the fourth. One man on first, DJ Stewart at bat. Ooh, DJ Stewart. Not enough. Warning track power. All right, here we go. To the phones. Thanks for calling. We've got a full rack of calls. People that want to talk about a bunch of different things. Mark is in Lakehurst. First up on The Fan.
Keith.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good.
First of all, big fan. And I want to congratulate you on taking over Susan Waldman this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Looking forward.
Just two games. Just sitting in. Just filling in for Susan for two games so she can go do what she has to do.
We'll miss Susan, but I'm looking forward.
Thanks, man. I'm excited.
That's one thing. Really excited Yankee fan here and excited for this season. I just wanted to make one point. I'm thinking a lot. Why do you think it's so much better than last year? I mean, they didn't really have much of a changeover. Other than, obviously, they had a ton of Soto, which is a superstar.
Willie Calhoun leading off last year. We were dependent on Jake Bowers last year, Billy McKinney, IKF, Franchi Cordero.
True, but it's not like...
Judge was out. Judge missed most of the season. No, I just couldn't let you get that one off. Yeah, there wasn't much turnover.
My point is, I made a point back a few months ago that Yankees really need to loosen up the clubhouse a little bit. And I think that
absolutely.
Soto, besides for being a superstar, he brings that element. Like, he just plays so loose. He plays so fun.
Because he's one of the best.
Like,
you know, he just gives off the energy of, like, I'm one of the best out here, and it's infectious, and I think guys have learned from him. Verdugo style, the chains, the tats, the whole dog mentality. Stroman coming in with his moxie, his bravado. It's great. I think that they got Josh Donaldson out of the clubhouse, and that helped a lot.
That's true. That's for sure, but I also feel like that's one element I think that was missing, and I think I see it coming on this season. They have that looseness. They're playing with, they're having fun actually.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be uptight and, how are we going to score, and, we're getting shut out, and, who's going to make a play, and, like, nah, they're going out there playing baseball, and they're picking each other up.
All right, one more point I think is, like, you're talking about sorry, I was a little nervous. So the shortstop again, listening, and second baseman. I was talking about
Gleyber Torres.
Like, Gleyber Torres. And it's the one thing that bothers me so much about Yankee fans. It's like, we want him to succeed. So why are we, like, putting so much pressure on our players? Like, he's a talented player. He's a good player, and we put so much pressure on him.
I don't think we're putting pressure on him. We have seen Gleyber Torres be incredible, and we know that he has it in him. So when we see him be a space cadet, when we see him make mistakes over and over again, it's discouraging, and it's like, all right, enough already. But, like, you know, he goes through stretches, and I think now he's in a stretch of locking in. It took a little while, and I really think them sitting him down just for one game, I think that we lost, it didn't matter. that was the reset that he needed. He comes back the next day, he hits a homer, and he's been hitting ever since. And we haven't seen any mistakes on the base pass or fielding or throwing errors or anything like that. So I'm rooting for Gleyber Torres, not just for the Yankees, but like this is a prove-it year for this guy for the entire league. The whole league is watching. He's supposed to be one of the top free agents after the end of this year, and I don't think he's on anybody's top 10 the way he started off.
For sure. I have no issue with like benching him for a day or two, but I have an issue with the people like booing him and the stuff they say online. Like, once a guy to succeed, don't take away his confidence, you know?
Yeah, well, it's called the Bronx cheer for a reason. Aaron Judge got booed this year on John Sterling Day. Golden Sombrero, boo. Like, no one is above it. No one is above it. Yeah, I mean, but it, you know, it is what it is. Mark, thanks for the call. And I don't care if you guys boo. You pay your ticket price, whatever it is. You have the right to do it. And I've never booed a Yankee. I boo umps, and I boo opposing pitchers and players. I'm not booing the Yankees because I love the Yankees. I'm rooting for them to win, and I understand their struggles, whatever. And even with Judge. Right, my concern with Judge was like, hey, if he's not right, maybe they shut him down. Maybe they sit him. Maybe they rest him so he can get right. It wasn't an injury. It wasn't that he was hurt. He wasn't compromised. It was a timing thing, and he said so much. Now he's dialed in. He's got his timing right, and you see the guy that we've seen over the last couple years. 877-337-6666. Gleyber Torres, get right, brother. We don't want to see you struggle. And part of the reason that we're so hard on you is because you make these little mistakes and it leads to us not being in a good position. And again, like I said, we've seen Gleyber Torres hit for power. We've seen Gleyber Torres be clutch. We've seen Gleyber Torres with heads up, base running, great fielding. And when he does the opposite, it's like, come on, Gleyber, don't make that your MO. Don't make that part of your game so much. We know what's in there. They're figuring it out. They're getting there. We're hard on them for a reason because look at the Rangers and the Knicks right now. Right? In New York, we're hard on our players and our teams. The expectations are so high. But when you actually win and you achieve, you see how the fans support you. You see how you have home ice, home court, home field advantage here, where opposing teams don't want to come here. They don't want to land here. They don't want to stay in a hotel here. They don't want to enter the arena, the ballpark, the stadium, whatever, because they know it's tougher on them when they, you know, have the support of New York fans, or when New York teams have the support of New York fans. So it's give and take. It's twofold. We got your back, but we have an expectation, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. These guys make millions of dollars, and we pay a lot of money to go see them and wear their jerseys and buy popcorn and food and beer and drinks to watch them play. And we just expect them to play a certain way. And that's why I point right from the Yankees to the Knicks and the Rangers. They have embodied what you want. I mean, the Rangers have slowed down a little bit, but they started off undefeated. 7 wins. And I think they can win tonight. And the Knicks, man, the Knicks, the whole nation has counted them out. First round, second round, no way. They're a fluke. They can't run with the Pacers. The Pacers are deep. And these guys don't care about any of that. They would play 4-on-5. And that's what makes New Yorkers absolutely love them. This Yankee team, if they continue to build this chemistry, camaraderie, picking each other up, playing for one another, man, that's going to continue to shine through. And when we get to October, you already know how it's potentially going to go. 877-337-6666. Sevy in Tom's River on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Keith. What's up?
You know, watching the Mets game, Taijuan Walker just took a pitch off his foot and exited the game. So
yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. I don't really care about the Mets. Yeah, Keith, I loved you for so long. Just want to give a couple of shout-outs to Meyer, Isakovic. Yeah.
Shout-out. Yeah, appreciate it, bro. What you
and
got
I
for
want,
us?
I wanted to ask you about what the Yankees are doing when Jason Dominguez comes back. What's going to be the outfield alignment?
Yeah, you know, I was just saying, the article I was reading today, I don't think they're rushing him back. And I think a lot of fans, the small sample size we saw him last year, we're like, oh, Jason Dominguez, get the Martian up. Get the Martian back up here. But yeah. I think the Yankees are like, no rush. This guy was hurt. He had a surgery. And we've got all that we need at this level. Now, if somebody gets hurt, which I don't even want to speak of, but say somebody gets hurt in the Yankees outfield, there would be room for him. But right now, there's no room because all of the outfielders are hitting and our DH is hitting. So I think they're going to take their time. I know there was a timeline where a lot of us, even in spring training, were saying he's back in June. You know, the Martian, he'll be back in June. But I think that they're gonna take their time with him making his way through the minor leagues and see what we need later on.
Yeah, and what do you have to say about Judge?
Man, I know a lot of people were trying to kick me out of the Aaron Judge fan club because there was a 40-second clip on WFAN social media with me saying, I think Judge might be hurt. And what I've been saying is, you got to understand, I look at Judge like a family member. If somebody in my family wasn't right and I thought something was wrong with them, I would be concerned. I'd speak on it. I'd say, hey, we need to get you checked out. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm glad to be wrong about Aaron Judge. The way he's run down fly balls in center field, the way he's hit balls 470 feet, I'm glad that Judge figured it out. I'm glad to be wrong about him being hurt. But something was up with the guy. You all saw it. He was not himself. And what I have to say about Judge is he's one of the best players in the world. I'm glad we have him. I'm glad he's back to being Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Evie. That was a really nice call, man. He said, I loved you for so long. I was like, wow. These people are so nice. People don't ever hit me with the I've loved you for so long. Is my wife listening? I don't think my wife has said I've loved you for so long ever. Hi, Nicole. Love you. Shout out to my wife. My wife gave me a great birthday gift. My birthday was May 1st. So we were trying to figure out a time on my schedule because between, you know, the night shift and me going home and trying to sleep till 10, 11 in the afternoon, and then with the baby and making sure he's situated and taken care of. The gift that she got me was golf lessons. And I know some of you guys have probably heard over the last year, like I got invited to the David Cone golf outing. I got invited to another charity golf outing and I passed because I don't play. I don't have clubs and I don't know the first thing about like holding a golf club. Well, I do now. My wife took me to my golf lessons today and I am already addicted. I can't get it out of my mind. I keep just like, even before I was during a break, I was standing with my hands and my thumbs and bringing my arm up. I'm like, now I get why Rob Manfred during the lockout was on the balcony practicing his golf swing. It gets in your head. And now I understand why so many of you guys are always on the golf course. Now I understand why so many of you guys are always trying to schedule tee time and meeting up on, hey, where you been? Oh, I was, Rangers just went down 1-0. I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, now I've entered the golf world. I spent an hour and 15 minutes today practicing my golf swing. At first, I was terrible, but by the time we left, I didn't want to leave, and I was using the like golf simulator, which is amazing to me, the technology that like you can stand there and swing and hit the ball against the wall, and it can track every single thing from your swing where shout out to Daniel, the guy that was coaching me. He's able to say, all right, well, hey, do this a little more. And I just was like so in my head about my feet placement and my hips and my torque and my arm. And now I'm like, all right, I got to get golf clubs and I got to go back there and I got to practice and I got to get ready to go for this summer of playing golf. I'm in there. I'll see y'all soon. All right, back to the Yankees conversation. Manny in Rockland on the Fan in New York.
What's up, man?
What's up? What's up, Manny? How you doing?
Doing great. I just want to talk about the Yankees.
Yeah, me too, all the time.
I just want to know, what do you think about Juan Soto? He's doing very good lately.
Yeah, he's been great. I've watched Juan Soto. I remember going to L.A. to see him in the home run derby when the Nationals didn't want to fly him out there because they knew he was leaving them. And he shows up and he wins that. And I'm like, this guy is a dog. And I remember the Dodgers fans saying future Dodger, he's a Yankee. He's not going anywhere, Manny. You're going to grow up and you're going to watch the rest of his career. I really do believe that Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees are going to keep him in pinstripes for a long time. I can't wait to see the numbers and how it all plays out. But before that, we're going to get to see plenty more Juan Soto at bats and the Yankees win plenty more games and series and hopefully win the World Series.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to get clarifying that. Also, do you know, Judge, do you think when he's going to get back swing, is he got better?
Oh, he's back, Manny. So, you know, on May 4th, I wasn't at the game. I went to the game May 5th. On May 4th, that was the inflection point. He struggled in that Baltimore Orioles series. You remember we went down to Camden Yards. We lost to the Orioles. Judge, I think, had one hit. And I'm like, ah, come on, Judgey. Like, you got to find it. But when he got tossed by Ryan Blakeney, that umpire that just had an ego about it, and Judge was walking away, he ejected him that Saturday. I went to the game the next day, and I told, I don't know, at least 10 people, I'm like, Judge is going to homer in his first at-bat. And that's exactly what he did, and he's been on a tear ever since. You saw what he did last night, going 4-for-4, 10 total bases. Yeah. Like, he's back. His swing is back. He looks like he's back to MVP form. And the team goes as he goes. Like, this team is not going to lose if he's hitting like that in the three spot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Manny. Appreciate you guys. You young guys, I mean, appreciate you guys getting your calls in early before you get ready for bed and whatnot. I understand you got school and all these other things. And you young Yankee fans, I rock with you. You guys are the future. You guys are looking at this team right now. And, you know, as I'm looking at this team, it's been 15 years since they went to the World Series and won it, man. I want you guys to experience a run through October. I want you guys to see the Yankees get back, because what it'll do for you is what it did for me. It'll make you a diehard Yankee fan. It'll put the Yankees in your heart to the point where you wake up every day thinking about the lineup. You wake up every day, can't wait for first pitch. And just having that in my mind for all of these years, it motivated me. It pushed me in my career, and my true north was always to do something in sports and media and get closer to the Yankees. And every year I got closer and closer, and tomorrow I'll get the chance to call the game with Justin Shackle live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York. Let's go to Nick in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Keith, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm hanging out. It was a little deflating to see the Carolina Hurricanes strike first when we're all, you know, talking about the Rangers and whatnot. But, hey, it's hockey. They got to bounce back, and it's a long game.
Yeah, man. First, I applaud those parents of the last two kids that called, and that's awesome. You know, obviously, they're probably the ones approving the kids calling in, getting on the air. That's awesome. Keep it going with your kids. You know, they're the up-and-coming generation.
Right.
Keep it coming.
Right.
Anyway, perfect segue with what you just mentioned. I wanted to pick your brain, man, because I was reading on Twitter about you filling in for Susan, obviously with John retiring, and, you know, you're filling in, Meredith's filling in. I wanted to get in your brain a little bit. What are you feeling? Do you have any nerves? Are you excited? Like, what's going on inside Keith?
I'm not nervous. And the best way I could say it is, like, I've gone to so many games. I've watched so many games. I've listened to so many calls. I'm not nervous. I probably will get nervous when I put the headset on and they're like, all right, Keith, bring us in. I'll probably be like, but, you know, I've been doing the radio now for almost 3 years. I went to school for radio. I started calling games when I was 16 in Ocean Township, calling Pop Warner football games on Sundays. So, I mean, that's obviously not calling the Yankees. I don't feel nervous. I feel blessed. I feel honored. I wasn't trying to be a, you know, in the booth or call games. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't lobbying for this. But the fact that I was selected, I'm like, man, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. In the same way that I came into WFAN not knowing how to host shows, and I got this opportunity, and I worked at my craft, and I learned, and I connected with so many of you guys, and so many of you guys just lifted me up and kept pushing me and telling me you're doing great and I like your show. It's the same thing with the Yankee broadcast. I'm just going to be hanging out with Shaq. We're going to be watching the game, talking about the game, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, man. Listen, good luck. I'm looking forward to it for sure. Hopefully, this is a hint of things to come for, you know, the future of the Yankees broadcast. You know, I think with yourself and Meredith, you guys, you know, you're going to do a bang-up job, and I look forward to hearing you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nick. I'm excited for it. Shout out to Meredith as well. I'm doing an event with Willie Randolph on Sunday back home where I'm from at Fort Monmouth, Baseline Social. I would be doing the whole series, but I did this event or booked this event months ago with Willie, who obviously I'm a Yankee fan, and Willie Randolph, if you ever get around Willie Randolph and just get to talk to him, he's just a cool cat. He's a cool customer. He's one of those guys, man. Like, Willie has been involved in a ton of baseball and a ton of winning, and I can't wait to go back home again and do that event again. It's similar to the one that we did with Aaron Boone. If you guys, anybody listening came out, we had like 200 people come out for the Aaron Boone event before the start of spring training. It was right before spring training. And now we're doing this with Willie. So I'm just going to do Friday and Saturday on the call. And Meredith will get an opportunity to sit in for Susan. And I know you guys have probably seen Meredith and Susan in their social media chronicles of their travels and their escapades. And I can't wait to hear Meredith on the call. And she's someone also who's been great to me every time I've run into her. I remember 2 years ago on John and Susan bobblehead day, I was in there with John and Susan opening up their bobblehead, and Meredith came in, and you know, Susan was like, "Are you going out to the bleachers?" And I forget what Susan said to me, but then Meredith was like, "Can I come with you?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's go." So I brought Meredith out to 203 to meet all the gang, all the guys and gals in 203, and it was awesome. It was good times. More times like that to come as we get into the warmer days of the Yankee season. Can I sneak in another call here? I think I got a minute or two before we break. Yeah, let's see. Zach in Clarkston on the fan. You got it, Zach, before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, hey, Keith. I love your show. What's going on? I think Judge is not injured. I think he's been doing great as of late. Just let him heat up.
Yeah, you're right. He's not hurt. And you know what? Baseball, it's the hardest game to play. It's the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit that baseball. And even guys as big and strong and talented as Judge, they go through slumps. And you know what? We get impatient sometimes, and we get worried sometimes. But Aaron Judge is the highest paid player on this team and the captain for a reason. This guy is going to continue working at his craft and doing what he's doing, and we get to reap the benefits of it as Yankee fans.
I think Soto's going to just be great in the postseason like every year.
Yeah, you're right, because you know what? We've seen Juan Soto will the Washington Nationals to victory. We know that this is a guy that raises his level of play when the stakes are higher. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. I really hope that the Yankees continue like this, get into the postseason, and then we'll get to see Juan Soto at his best.
Okay, thanks for answering that.
Of course. Thanks for calling, Zach. You guys, you know, get your rest. Be good. Listen to your parents. I know bedtime in my house. Shout out to my wife for handling that tonight when I'm on at 7. But, you know, putting my son down to bed around 6:45 to 7:30, it can be a little bit of a wrestling match, a little bit of a crying fit, fuss, and a struggle. You guys be good to your parents as they're trying to put you down and get you to sleep and get your rest. I thank you guys for listening to my show, calling my show, and being a part of the first hour, 1 hour down. 4 to go. KM to AM on the fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.